It's going really well, actually. We're really happy with how it's progressing, and with any new investment like the plant we've built out here at Livingston, there's certainly things you've got to work out and get a good understanding of how things are going to operate long term. But we're really happy with the process and the progress we've been making.
How many head of cattle have you been processing here?
So it varies, but yep. But you know, we're running at a rate of about 300 a shift so at the moment, and that varies depending on what happens for the day. But that's more importantly than where we're at the moment is our targets that we've talked about before in being capable of doing a full shift by the end of March, which is around that 500 number.
Yep.
And at the moment, we're confident that we're heading towards that very well.
So at the moment, where are the cattle coming from?
So the cattle are all still coming from our stations. So they're not all our cattle. We have actually bought some of those cattle from other producers over the last 12 months, but their cattle are all still being supplied by us. But we'll be into external cattle in the next month.
Yeah, so tell me, for cattle producers who are considering selling cattle to this facility, when can they do it and how will that work?
So a couple of things on cattle supply. So we're in the process now, and we're days rather than weeks away from being in a position to start sharing a purchase structure.
Yep.
And that will be along two lines. So either a over the hooks purchase into the plant if we can line up numbers of cattle that will suit a shift requirement or requirements of part of a shift. And the other one will be an equivalent live weight delivered option into most likely into Pell. So we'll be in the position in the next week or so to start sharing that information more broadly, and certainly by the NTCA conference, as part of what we do with our communication about the plant at the NTCA conference, we'll be well along the path of how we're going to be sourcing cattle into the plant.
Right. So yeah, what is the advice though for a cattle producer who's looking out in the paddock and going, those beasts there are perfect for what AAK's got?
Yeah, certainly. Well, I'll just contacting us now, and we've got we've actually just recently put some work into how we want to structure that part of the business moving forward. And obviously, most of the producers in the territory would know people like Henry and that has been up here with us for a long time. But as far as the relationship with supply in the north here, there's a young man who's been working with us for a few years called Steve Pocock, who's previously been in our feedlot division. He's been at Brunette for the last little while, and he's actually just moving up to the north here to coordinate that part of the business, along with Virginia Blair, who's been up here for 12 months as well. So Stephen and Virginia will be the two points of contact for communicating with producers and then managing the logistics of that supply.
The beef produced from this facility so far, Jason Strong, where's it gone to?
So far the production out of here has largely gone domestic, and the reason why we made that decision was just so we could manage the expectation of customers, knowing that we're going to have varying volumes as we progressively ramped up. We've also started exporting as well. So
out of Darwin?
Yes, out of Darwin. And that's our plan to get started on that right now. But our first container has actually left the facility for Hong Kong.
So. Oh, that's exciting.
It really is exciting, mate. Yeah. So, obviously we're a bit nervous about making those sort of first steps, but that's a very exciting step for us. So obviously our meat sales and logistics guys in Brisbane are very excited about that progress, and of course the guys up here at the plant are as well. So.
Yeah. Cattle prices at the moment are on the up. They are incredible. Can this facility afford to pay those kind of prices to cattle producers and remain viable?
The short answer, Matt, is yes, it can. But what's more important for the industry up here is stability. So what we want to do here with the plan is provide an alternative market option which creates more long-term stability for sale options for the Northern Territory producers. So yes, prices have spiked at the moment. But here we have a local offer, so where there's obviously less freight and the ability to manage your cattle more easily and manage smaller lots and a whole range of advantages of something being closer than 2.5 or 3,000 k's away to a processing another processing plant. But certainly the current prices are ones that we can work with.
Yep.
But what we need to do is establish over time the ability to have more stable prices. So rather than having peaks which put pressure on the viability of the meat market and troughs which would pressure on the viability of producers, we want to establish relationships over time that provide a much more stable market for both the producers and for the meat processors like us.
What type of cattle do you want?
Everything. So,
bring it.
Yes, you know that.
Well, maybe I should ask, what type of cattle are you expecting?
Yeah, and again, everything. Look, if you want to say, you know, what's the animal look like from central casting that would be going into the plant here? You know, it's a 420-kilo cull cow out of the territory. And that'll be the large volume. Will be an aged cull cow, hopefully with a bit of condition on her. That will be the what we would expect is the volume animal for us, or the volume of animals for us. But you know what we are also making sure we have the capability of doing is taking a broad range of cattle as well, because we don't just want to be a single market for somebody. We want to be able to take a whole range of cattle from people. So you know what we want to be is a source where, you know, as you draft your cattle at the first or second round and you identify which you're going to go live export and which you want to put some more condition on and potentially the ones you want to grass finish or whatever it might be, and have a home for everything else. So I want to make sure that you can capture value, you know, for every animal you want to turn off your station. So if you don't have a ready market for it in one of those other more traditional homes, then we want to be trying to be ones that can take those. But you know, the short answer is, you know, cows, bulls, out-of-spec steers and heifers, that's the starting point. So adding value to that, you know, second tier of turnoff.
Standing here today for the official opening, the Prime Minister's here, the smell of cattle coming out of the yards, what does it mean to you?
Oh, look, for the company and for me personally, many of the other staff personally, it's a major event for the company. It gives us a great feeling of satisfaction and it makes you very proud to be part of AACo and part of what we're doing and investing in Northern Australia. And it's pretty exciting to be part of a company, but also part of an industry that has the opportunity that we're involved with, where we know we can produce cattle well, we know we've got great production capabilities, but to be involved in, you know, developing a very important part of adding value and providing additional market opportunities to the northern cattle industry is a very exciting thing to be involved with.
Well done on today, and all the best for the year ahead. Thanks for your time on the Country Hour.
Thanks very much. We certainly appreciate the effort that people have made to come out on a Saturday at short notice with the PM here, and we're very proud of what's been achieved by the company and our staff in getting the plant up and running.